Welcome back to the Official Tea Podcast with your host, Brother D-Bears, joined by Brother Nathan.
Yeehaw, feller.
Brother Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
On today's episode, we are missing one of our fellers, Sister Rest Lindsay.
Rest in peace, Lindsay. Our sister died yesterday morning. It was a sad day.
Poor
sad sister. Day for the Official Tea Gang out here.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough moment of silence for her. She's actually out celebrating.
Yeah, we were just kidding. We were faking. We faked all y'all out. She's in Disneyland with her sister, celebrating some sisters.
Some sisterhood. Yeah, I'm at her sister's birthday, not hers.
Speaking of fake news.
Anyways, let's just hop into it. So what did you guys think of the Endgame trailer with some of the scenes actually being fake?
Yeah, those shout out those directors. Talking about some fake news.
You're just gonna keep it
hitting us with that fake news shit.
Thor got a new hammer.
Did he? No, it's the same Easter. Hammer.
I don't know. I think it's new.
Jordan thinks it's new. I think it's the same hammer.
Jordan, it's the same hammer. It still has the same blade.
The other one was an axe. Now it's a hammer.
It's a hammer axe.
No, it's a hammer now.
You only saw the back, feller.
Yeah.
You didn't see the blade.
Well, yeah, the blade. The way he's standing with the axe.
No, but when it comes past Captain Marvel's head, it's a hammer.
No, it's not. It's the hammer side because it flies back like this, and then it just uses it as like a stepping, like to hold on to.
Like a stepping thing.
Like a stepping thing. Like a stepping wolf. Hashtag DC.
Oh, no, I think it's a hammer and not an axe. So
It's gonna be
we'll see.
The axe.
Well, let's see.
We'll have it to see, but let's talk God about... Do you
not like the figure?
I think it's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good, Villar.
I kind of like this D-Boys. I don't know about
guys. Is your name Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmadome?
Yo, let's open up that Dimmadome. Let's holler in all some of them yeehaw fillers.
God damn it.
Shout out Butch Hartman.
Look.
Let's close all them doors, turn them lights down low.
Jesus. All right. No
love for that one.
But yeah, apparently the scene where I told you it was going to be dope as fuck.
I think that scene is... I think when
explain the scene.
Yeah, at the end of the trailer, it's all this hype. All the heroes are walking down.
And they're wearing new suits.
In like the Avengers headquarters, whatever it's called. And they're wearing like these space suits. I don't know. I think that's for sure fake.
No, that was the one that they outed was fake.
What do you mean?
Like they said that was the fake scene.
They didn't say any.
They didn't?
They didn't say which one was fake. They just said some of them could possibly be fake.
Oh, I thought... I was probably reading up something else then. All right.
But I think people are speculating that one is fake.
Yeah, I think it... I'll be honest now, I think it is. Just because I was thinking, I was like, wait, Iron Man is walking with them in that group. But I feel like...
I think Iron Man's going to be there.
Wait, they show Iron Man in that scene?
Yeah, he's walking with them. Yeah. He's like the second to last person that's walking by at the end of the shot.
Well, we know he's in a Return to Earth somehow.
Well, yeah, but
so
it's... I don't know.
It's possible. But in the Lego sets that got released, they aren't in suits.
But is it the same color?
What's the same color?
White and red.
No, I'm saying they aren't in suits. They're in their actual... individual costumes.
Oh, they are.
Oh, at the headquarters. That's right. Yeah, the Lego set is of like the scene
so then
is
then
like
it's
the
set.
Headquarters.
Yeah, so then it's fake.
Well, we don't know. I mean,
the Lego set could just have it like that because people.
I mean, we're also
those characters
time traveling in this fucking movie too.
Oh,
so
dude!
Aren't
spoiler
we?
Alert.
Dude, are we? Or are they just in a different dimension? You got snapped into a different dimension.
What kind of dimension are we talking
the
about?
One with the gate frogs in the water.
It's the dimension, the quantum realm.
Oh, the quantum realm.
God damn it.
Is it where they all speak country folk? They all hang out with their cousins and their sisters and their brothers.
Honestly, I hope if you continue this long enough, I hope you end up going to Stagecoach.
Dude, I would be down to go to Stagecoach.
Out of all of us,
I'm not surprised.
Country's pretty good.
I just brought this audience viewership up with his accent. I don't know about you guys.
Or cut it down because you're making fun of half of our audience.
No, I appreciate and acknowledge the American people. With
all right. Let's. Oh fuck! Like it's been a long day. We're all super tired. Jordan,
but what did we do?
We were kind of just up and around all day,
looking at boxes.
Yeah, today we ended up buying we upgraded from our Amazon box.
Oh, yeah.
To a magician's chest.
Jordan, you going to answer your phone?
Pretty dope.
No.
Who is it?
It's my padre.
It's his daddy.
It's Bobby. Are you going to call him daddy?
He's probably calling about my sister. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Just call him back after.
All right. Anyways, but like, yeah, we ended up buying we upgraded our kit to carry all of our shit. Luckily, fucking thank God.
We got our producer here pushing us a loot box.
God damn it, Nathan.
I'm sorry.
Done. You're fucking done.
It's not a loot box. It's a magic box.
Yeah, it's more of a magician's chest.
The magic didn't work.
Sexy girls come out of it.
What are you talking about? $130, that was the magic.
You actually told them how much we bought it for.
It was actually a little bit more.
I don't mean to flex.
But I've been having sex.
Like once or twice.
A week, if my girl ain't stressed.
Anyways, all right. Jordan, we're going to dive into your topic right here.
Oh, which one?
So what are your... Apparently you put... Your opinion on girls that are annoying but are hot.
Yeah, there's just some girls that drive you crazy. Who? But you would also just smash.
Who is it? Who's annoying but hot?
Yeah, dude, like
Sasha.
What?
We're going to go with Sasha.
Sasha Gray?
I don't know who Sasha Gray is.
You don't know who Sasha Gray is?
No.
Oh, let me pull it up right here.
No.
Let me just open up the incognito mode.
Oh, are you innuendoing?
Yeah, making up a name.
Innuendoing? That's not an innuendo. That's just name slot.
Touche.
Anyways, yeah, so like what?
Touche.
So what? You think just because they're annoying? Like you'd even though they're annoying to you, you'd still want to sleep with them?
Well, yeah, they have.
I mean, I kind of brought it up too.
Yeah, he's the one that brought it up.
I think I introduced it to
Jordan. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea.
I feel it's like lowering. Like, that's like settling. If like that's your ideology, like, oh, I fucking hate this.
I feel like this is a general topic though. We're not just talking about girls. I mean, like, I feel like girls also find this opinion kind of true.
Yeah.
I've talked to some, like, girls always kind of go
talked
like
to some females.
Well, like, you know how sometimes they're like, oh, that guy, like, I don't know what I see in him, but I just keep fucking him. You know what I mean? Like, that's the same ideology. That's the same ideology.
And then they come back to you, like, they're texting, like, oh my god, he hurt me again.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, listen, Sally, like. I told you. Like,
yeah.
Like, what didn't give you a red flag? He had a reptile as a pet? Like, fuck.
All he wore was wife beaters?
Like. he was complaining about working at McDonald's and wanted to make more money? Like what?
McDonald's is a lovely place to work. Shout out our McDonald's listeners.
No, but like.
What?
What?
Do we have a McDonald's listener?
Yeah. We have a few.
We do.
Yeah,
do we?
We have two.
Oh, you know?
We have...
You told me. Yeah, don't say their names.
Yeah.
Don't say
their names. I was going to make up names, but...
No, okay. I don't want to say just McDonald's.
Wait, we actually have a ritual every Friday. We go to McDonald's.
Yeah, every day.
At least Jordan does.
And we see the guy Jordan every Friday.
Wait, he listens?
I don't know. I'm hoping.
Oh.
I'll send him the link after this. Say that we mentioned him.
Yeah, give us some free 10-piece McNuggets.
But yeah, I just girls that drive you crazy, but they're still like dank.
I feel like there's girls that say that about you.
That I'm annoying, but
no,
I'm
not
dank.
Like annoying, but like for example, our friend from last week, she was saying how you look better without glasses.
Ooh,
oh yeah, true.
I think we can say her name. I don't think she cares.
We've name dropped it a
We've
few times.
We've name dropped, recapped it. Yeah, my crush was like, Jordan, you look better without your glasses.
Yeah, I almost right.
Krishna called Jordan out.
I was like, hard out.
Yeah, I'm debating on getting contact.
For all those new viewers, Karishma's a ongoing topic. If you don't listen to the old episodes,
we actually broke into her house today.
No, we had the key.
No, we. Yeah, I was given a key to come into the house.
Jordan, why are you trying to frame crime? We're not committing any crimes here.
Just because you're white and you can get away with it doesn't mean Nathan and I, being Asian, can't.
Oh, wait, we got to go back to this. We got to be white America.
Nathan? No.
Yeah, brother D-Bears, what's up?
Oh, failure.
Let's get that yeehaw out of here.
No, yeah. But yeah, like, I feel with you, though. Like, it's a universal thing. Like, some people definitely have that, like, fuck it, I'll sleep with them even though I don't like them. It's like those, like, hate fucks or, like...
Especially if you've known the person for so long, it's like, if you've known someone for so long, like, it's like, why not?
I don't know if I would do that. I mean, I can't say anything. I'm at the end of the day, I'm in a relationship. Like, I don't, even then, I don't even know if I would do that if I was single.
Depending on the person.
Nah. I mean, if it was laid down on the table, but
the
like,
girl
it's really,
or like,
it's not. At least for Sasha. Jordan knows what I mean. Or I guess D-Bears too.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if she probably, if I wasn't in the current situation that I'm in right now.
What's the situation?
And we're back.
Sorry for that interruption.
We actually got a mic disconnected midway.
Yeah,
through.
We had a quick sponsorship from
Hydro Flask.
Hydro Flask.
Where your ice will stay there the entire weekend, even if you're going to Coachella.
This is Hydro Flask. We will deliver anything to your door.
Dude, Nathan, what the fuck was in your food, dude?
Just an egg burrito, bro.
I don't know if those were eggs.
I think it was the onion. Can you guys hear me squirming in this chair?
No, we can't. I mean, I can hear you like out of my
head. I can't tell if it's in my headphones.
Yeah,
or if
I can't tell.
No, it's not in the headphones.
Sounds like I'm farting or something.
All right, let's get to some hot fucking topics.
Oh. Go ahead. What's the hot topic?
Okay. I was going to say like the... I'm going to beat the shit out of you after this episode.
Oh, God, no. All
right, we're cutting that one too.
Ooh,
fuck
that
you,
one's... Oh, man.
Juicy.
All right, no, but the Microsoft xCloud and the Google Stadia announcements.
Is the xCloud the same thing as the Stadia?
Kind of. It's in around the same concept, but the xCloud is supposed to be how you can stream it to like your
Android
phone.
Well, let's talk about like what these are.
Yeah, so first things first, it's basically Google released like their gaming platform, which is their opportunity to kind of get into the gaming realm.
Which they're fucking like trying to change it. They're not even trying to into it.
Yeah, they're trying
they're
to
like
change
changing
it by,
the whole game
by literally allowing people to straight up just stream at any moment of the game, whether they're watching somebody play or just play the game themselves.
It's basically getting rid of the console and making every device
be able to
a consumer
it.
Has a console.
Yeah, which is like cool as fuck at the end of the day. Oh man, I don't know if it's gonna really work out too well because you have to have really good internet to be able to stream properly.
Oh, really?
Isn't it subscription-based, too?
Yeah, it's going to be, like, subscription. Think, like, Netflix. So it's going to be, like, Netflix.
Or is it going to be, like, Game Pass, too? Kind of like that?
More like Netflix, where, like, they would add titles you could play. Things like that. Whereas Microsoft's would be, like, full-blown games.
Well, the thing is, it works... Like, it works the same way as a console does.
Yeah.
But, like, it's basically providing even more...
Yeah, it's allowing those who would normally wouldn't have access.
Like, I'm sure
to.
You'll have the same internet level you have with your Xbox or your PS4 that you play with.
No, no, but
if
that's
you
different.
Play at home,
that's you just playing, connecting to it. This is streaming everything. You're connecting to a server to pull the game's information from, and if you don't have powerful enough internet, you're fucked.
Oh yeah,
I guess
if you're like a house of like four people,
yeah, like,
that's
you know,
gonna be
if,
pretty
if,
shitty.
If your brothers and sisters are like,
yeah.
you know, watching Ninja, and then your mom's watching fucking those weird
yeah,
YouTube videos, shit like that.
I think it's a good idea in theory.
Like, it's a good thing to like introduce because like, well, that's not something normal.
But how much is it gonna be though?
I don't think
that's
Google announced it.
Did you say it's going to be like a subscription base?
Yeah, it's going to be like kind of like how Netflix first started out. I think they're going to have it where like you pay a certain amount and you'll be given access to some games.
Well, that's
like that.
That's the Google Stadia. What is the Microsoft xCloud? I didn't even hear about that.
So that one is kind of like basically you'd be able to play all your Xbox games on your Android phone. So right now, that's the whole kind of goal of it.
Oh, so you have to have like a Microsoft product.
Not necessarily. Like, you could purchase the games and, like, stream it to from your phone.
Cause, like,
is it only an Android, though?
Yeah, right now.
Well, yeah, because Stadia is for all devices.
Yeah, but they didn't specify. They're not... I don't think they're putting a lot of games, like, from, like, actual... Like, what Sony gets and what Microsoft gets. Like, their publishers. I don't think they're going to get...
Oh, I see.
Like, for example, like, Google had the Assassin's Creed game because that was Ubisoft. I'm sure they tested it with that, but I don't know what else games they could really put on there.
Ubisoft is owned by Google?
No, I think they just partnered up with them for it.
Oh.
But, like, they had their game. Like, for those that early on participated in the Google Stadia stuff, they got a free copy of it on PC.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, basically what it is, it's, like, allowing people for the Microsoft side of things is to allow, like, you to use anything. To, like, not, like, anything, but, like, stream your game to your phone or... to your TV and then be able to use any controller.
Oh.
Like, you can, there would be an overlay that you would download for your phones, based on Android, because that allows, like, the ecosystem of Android allows people to get custom builds on it.
Oh.
And what the overlay looks like is it basically looks like an Xbox One controller, like, laid out. I don't know. I didn't see, like, any of the images of where the bumper locations are, but the joysticks, the D-pad, ABXY, they're all, like, the layout of a normal controller. Which is dope, because you're getting full-blown games just streamed through that way, and you'll be able to play it.
So they're kind of combining console gaming and mobile together into one, and making it accessible, all the console people accessible on their phone.
Yeah, like, think what Sony used to do when they first released the PSP Vita. How the idea was, like, you can game share from, like, the meme was, like, people would play, like, their...
Or the PSP Go, you just buy stuff.
No, the Vita. Anything? It was the Vita. The PSP Go was
the Vita.
The Vita was the one that got dropped in, like, 2013. Had a very short lifespan. I'll pull it up right now and show you. It had a really short lifespan.
I had the PSP. That's about it.
I had the PSP Go, and you couldn't buy games for it. You had to just buy it on the actual PSP itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's when, like, digital was really a thing.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't know when I got it.
Like, that's dumb. Like the PSP, PS Vita.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was, like, the small version of it. This is what the regular version looked of it.
That's the PSP.
No, it's the PS Vita. The PSP was older. Way older. They had CD-ROMs. This had, like, micro-SD-looking card games.
Oh, yeah, I remember my PSP had CD-ROMs.
But they, when that came out, in addition to the PS4, people were able to kind of, like, light stream their games, but they had to have nutty fast internet to, like, do it. Whereas this, it's kind of the same concept, but with technology getting so advanced as it is and internet getting a lot better, people can definitely do it now. But they're really kind of just focusing on first-party stuff, so, like, Forza, Halo, like, that kind of stuff.
What about my Fortnite?
Apex.
I'm serious. What about Fortnite?
Dude, Fortnite's already on mobile, bro.
I don't care. I want it on my Stadia and on my Xbox.
I'm pretty
sure
it's going to be on Stadia. I don't know. It makes sense to be on Xbox. I think it's already
on. I want my Fortnite.
You want my Fortnite.
We love Fortnite.
Dude, how nutty. Okay, because considering I work at the store, how is it to see, like, that fact that many kids would actually show up?
Oh, dude, that was... Oh, yeah, we went to the Costa Mesa... What is it?
Microsoft store?
Well, the mall.
South Coast Plaza.
Yeah, the South Coast Plaza, and then we went to the Microsoft store. And I guess, like, there was a Fortnite...
Fortnite night or something? Yeah, it wasn't Fortnite, a competition,
it's,
right?
It's Fortnite Friday. It's a competition.
Oh.
Do they win stuff?
Yeah, like gift cards.
Oh, okay.
So, dude, we had, like, a kid who saved up all of his gift cards from winning, and he bought an Xbox at our store.
That's kind of lit.
It was dope. Like, it was kind of cool. Like, I was like, dude, like...
Respect.
Respect, dude.
But, like, it seemed like they segregated kids. Like, they had, like, just, like, kids lined up on the wall, but then they had kids, like...
Well, yeah,
because
they only had so many PCs over there. So then... They let all the other kids play on all the
I
other
I feel
Xboxes.
Like the pro kids go into in the room. And the people who just come and, like, want to join.
And the casual people.
Yeah,
like, here
casual
you go,
lineup
go
on the wall. That's at least my image of the tournament was.
Oh, I forgot how to drink water.
It's all good. You can just leave. Drown. Jordan and I will take over the podcast. But
they
yeah,
were giving me free body. Pizza. And I was like, that's pretty dope, too. Like, if I was a kid, I'd probably go.
Oh, yeah, and there was, like, a photographer there with his girlfriend. She was fucking...
I think he was part of the clan.
Ghost gang.
Dude, you're crying, bro. You are crying.
Oh, my God.
I forgot how to drink water, and it's the end of me right now.
Oh, man. But, yeah, dude. Let me look at this photographer's ghost gang. Fucking girl, bro.
What girl?
No one was listening to me. It's okay. I'll just go... I'll talk to my viewers, everyone who's here for me.
Anyways, yeah, that's really all I had to talk about. Like, I thought it was, like, super interesting that the fact that that's releasing and that Microsoft's doing their own suite of it.
Yeah, I think that shit's a cool concept, and I think it will be successful.
I hope it works out.
I think it will.
Because in theory, it sounds pretty cool, but with internet and...
Because the fact
I
that...
I hope
that
it will, regardless of how fucking...
Just, like, think of it. Like, if you're...
Google Glass... fucking failed.
Yeah, like, think of it like how, like, if you're out and about, like, say you're at school, right, but you have downtime for your classes,
mm-hmm.
Or you're just in class and you want to play a game.
No, that's just, you're just a delinquent if you do that. No, but like, out, if you're on campus, you have downtime. Or Jordan and I are at home.
Yeah.
You can basically link up with us at any moment.
Yeah.
Like, that's dope. Like, boys could just...
Is it going to be cross-platform?
No, definitely not. I don't think so.
Interesting. So you're going to have to connect your Microsoft account then?
For xCloud, probably. I don't know if you're going to... I think you're going to have a Google account if you do Stadia. That's idealistically the only business standpoint I can think like of. I
feel like Stadia will cross-platform.
That's what I was saying. It should
not cross-platform. Enough people will be on Stadia.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, like they made Google Plus, but then they just kept it. I think they're going to go about, like, if you have a Google account, they're just going to go off of that. Which, I mean, not going to lie, everybody has a Google account.
Connect with Facebook.
Yeah. Well, yeah, ever since everyone fucking goes to school and teachers make us collaborate and we're forced to use...
some sort of Google Doc
the,
or something.
Yeah, the, you don't have the to. Google Share. What is it called? The PowerPoint thing?
Google Sheets? You Google don't have to Slides. Use Google Sheets.
Google Slides, yeah, yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, in school, you, like, everyone's like, oh, like, why don't we just, like...
use Google.
Yeah, just use Google Slides to make our
made PowerPoint. It a little bit
yeah,
easier.
But then if you go to the...
like, it made people make a Google account. Like, oh, like, if everyone's yeah. doing it, I guess.
I mean, for me, like, I grew up not really using it because I was under the Microsoft suite at that
moment. Oh, you're fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You're that cool. You're that kid in the group who's like, no, I'm just going to make the PowerPoint on PowerPoint.
No, you fucking dumbass.
And then I'll put my work... into whatever you guys at the end of the day.
No, and then I'll just send it to you guys.
No, dipshits, like, you can get Office online. It's the same shit as the Google stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Microsoft Office is online. Like, you can use a free version of it online. And you can share and collaborate, like, super easily. You'll have better tools than you would on Google.
Why have I never come across that?
I don't know.
Anyone? No one knows. No one knows that.
Yeah, because...
everyone's always like, just get on the Google Slides.
Well, yeah, because nobody really tries to learn anything else new. Let's be real here.
Because it's harder. It's,
no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Have you tried using...
when it's already there, people are already using it. Yeah, why would people use something else?
Because then you're given more options to use it. You literally get better overall tools.
There's stuff to argue.
But if you're in high school, wouldn't we were using it, I guess? It doesn't really matter the still, quality it's still been of out. It. The teachers would expect Google Slides.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
I still see my Google Slides in my classes. People are always on pulling up Google
Docs. Yeah, because nobody wants to pay for Word as a student who's already bitching and complaining.
I mean, it's free for our school.
No, wait. Long Beach, your school doesn't get like...
Office is free. They provide us with free Office.
Yeah, and you guys don't just share that with each other?
People still share.
That's literally how I like share all my documents with people.
No.
How do you share it? Do you just send it through email?
There's literally
just
a share. Yeah, you can share it or you can literally just... have the file yourself, and people get a link, and they just open it.
I don't know.
Google Slides, though, you can just add people to it, and they just...
it's literally the same concept. I don't know what
Google Slides,
you
get to see their head pop up when they're in it.
Yeah, you can do the same thing for the Office online.
Oh, well, I've never tried it, obviously.
Yeah. I know you two haven't.
Well, yeah. Because...
I don't know why you don't just use Office at the end of the day, because you have it for free.
I do use Office, but when I have to collaborate with other people, they want to use Google.
Those I think he's just wrong. Being a Microsoft fanboy right now.
Because he works for them.
Yeah, totally. No, like, I think just overall, there's just a better system with it.
Okay, you don't have to advertise Microsoft because you work for them, bro.
I'm not advertising, you cuck.
Dude, you don't have
tell
to...
tell us how you really feel.
You don't have to suck Bill Gates' balls, okay, bro?
He's not even the CEO anymore. What the fuck?
Then why is he worth fucking $100 billion now? Join Jeff Bezos. $100 million boy club.
Dude, I don't know, man. That man makes
how do you make money if he's not the CEO anymore? Wait, is he actually not the CEO anymore?
No, he's not.
Is he even part of the board?
Yeah, he still is.
Oh, okay.
He does, like, behind-the-scenes type stuff. As far as I know.
Does he just claim royalties, though? Or something? I think
so. Yeah.
That's probably fucking part crazy, of it, yeah. Dude.
Dude, the man makes $5,000 just existing per minute.
He's like a good guy, though.
Yeah, he has his...
he goes to, like, third world countries and try to solve their, like, disease control.
Hey, you hear that, Elon? It's fucking crazy. Going to Mars. Solve our problems.
No, Elon's good, too. No, Jeff Bezos is not.
Yeah.
I don't know about that guy. I don't know. He's really not.
Elon Musk laughs at a dead deer in a pool.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So you're telling us right here, right now on the podcast that you're a bitch.
Dude, no, Elon Musk was like one of the only people who were aware that AI is actually like a problem, and he was trying to warn people like not to fucking advance in AI.
And have you seen that dog that opens up the door?
I showed you that. I sent that video.
That was the meme the other day.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked about it. Boston.
When we were hanging out at Wingstop.
Yeah.
That's fucking the Boston shit's Dynamics. Crazy, I'm sure everybody else has probably heard of it. And seen yeah. It, but it's, like, it's I just old. Brought it back up.
Yeah.
Basically. That is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Have you not seen that? That was like all over the news for a good bit.
The news. Yeah.
Jordan over here.
Who watches the
eyes.
News?
Oh, sorry. Internet news.
I don't go on the internet very often.
Yeah, just like how apparently like you just follow PewDiePie and Shane Dawson for everything.
Aren't you on Instagram like all the time?
Yeah, but that's and not where I, news is.
So, oh, he goes to Shane
Dawson. I don't follow news.
To Shane Dawson.
I'm sorry, I'm just on Instagram right now. I just saw this guy get knocked out by a back spinning back fist.
Ooh, UFC.
But yeah.
You're really getting into UFC lately.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird.
It's kind of sick, dude. I was debating about getting the pay-per-view for next month, but like you have to get, so like, okay, so UFC just announced their new deal with ESPN.
Back.
You're leaving me?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Again? Dude, you're not gonna hear this juicy topic?
I'll hear it. The bathroom's like 2 feet away.
All right, I guess I'll talk to Jordan and our viewers, our listeners. But yeah, UFC just like signed this 7-year deal with ESPN where only... they're like all of their content is only going to be allowed to be viewed on ESPN Plus, their subscription thing. Like all the pay-per-view now, because you can used to.
So you have to have ESPN Plus, pay for the pay-per-view. Yeah. So you have to have both.
Yep.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. It's terrible.
So you have to subscribe and then pay even more money.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like Hulu though.
It's dumb as fuck.
I guess it's kind of like Hulu how you have to pay for HBO too, and all that extra stuff on Hulu. You don't just pay the subscription fee.
Wait, you can't just get HBO?
I mean, I don't know how it necessarily works, but I know there's different tiers of Hulu.
Yeah.
And my mom pays for like the basic one. Okay. But then you can add Hulu on top of it. So I think that's probably what they're going for on the ESPN, is where you have to subscribe to get the majority of their content, but for their special events.
That's fucking dumb, dude. I was going to get the pay-per-view, but then I was like, oh my God, I have to get the subscription thing too?
It used to be a lot simpler because you just had to buy the pay-per-view and you get to watch. That's fucking retarded.
Now I can't watch the Stylebender fucking knockout people undefeated.
You can probably watch it on Twitch, to be honest.
Do people stream the fights? I'm so
Some
fucking
people
clueless.
Do. That was a big issue for the
But like
Logan
how?
Paul
like
fight.
Just people who are in the stands?
Well, no. It's people that buy the pay-per-view.
And then they'll stream it to other...
Yeah. Or they'll stream it from their TV.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or their laptop, but yeah.
It's kind of funny.
I don't recommend I don't recommend anybody watching it.
Why?
It's against the law.
To watch it?
I mean, because you're not paying for it.
Yeah.
So it's like pirated material.
But you're on Twitch watching it. That's still illegal?
Yeah, because then you're technically not... You didn't pay for
You're supporting the person.
So is Twitch going to hunt down people who...
They do, actually.
They try to, but they don't
necessarily
need to.
For example, I think with the Logan Paul and KSI one, a bunch of streams were up, and then some got taken down.
Only some, though.
Yeah,
it's
but
hard
the
to get
viewers, like, people didn't get targeted from viewing it, did they?
No, I'm just saying... Because
they targeted the people that had it uploaded.
Yeah, so you can watch it. It's okay. You can watch it. Nothing's going to happen to you.
Watch at your own risk.
We don't condone pirated
FBI
activity.
FBI knocks on my door tonight.
Right now?
Yeah.
You get a text
right now,
to,
yeah.
You get a text message from your FBI agent.
Oh, dude.
This is the FBI here.
God bring, fucking
bring
damn
back
it.
The accent.
Dude, oh, I'm so sad.
For what?
I missed out like some hot sneakers this past week, bro.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, the Yeezys? The new Yeezys that just dropped?
The Ultra Boost for the Game of Thrones are pretty lit. I had to admit.
Why don't you cop, bro?
Because I already spent a lot of money today. I'm not buying sneakers.
No, nah, dude, you're good. You could have copped them.
Yeah, you could have copped. You almost bought a laptop today. You're like, I kind of want to just get it out
of
the
way. Yeah, but if I buy new shoes, it takes money away from the laptop.
I mean, when are you really...
You're right.
When are you going to try and buy a laptop? Next paycheck?
Well, soon. Depends. There's a lot I want to do. I want to get new suspension on my car.
Well,
new laptop.
Get some new shoes. Get the suspension probably first.
Probably.
And your new work shoes, because that's apparently what you need.
Just slide between the tracks. Can
you
get
that written up if you don't have like the correct uniform?
Who's going to write me up? I do so much for my job. Hopefully they don't write me up.
Poor guy.
Fucking Jordan, dude.
No, but dude, speaking classic. Of the easy thing though, like the fact that Kanye went out and like did these like pop-up lemonade shops to like give these families to, like,
so he was literally selling them for like full retail price.
Yeah, like he'd give it to the families and then they would sell it and then those profits would go to a foundation for a charity.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool guy.
Where was it?
I think one of them was like Tennessee.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like super.
Why was
like,
there one like on the street?
It's not like you would have bought it.
Bet. I would have gotten Yeezys and donated to a charity. That's like a.
Was Kanye dancing out front to like he was?
I have no idea, but he showed up with like his with like.
Did he show up with his orchestra?
Dude, the
with his Sunday service.
Dude, with
his new album.
Yondi.
Wait, what if like they got like the pre-release album with the Yeezys if they got it?
I fucking wish, dude.
But dude, those teasers, whatever that is,
Sunday service thing.
I guess they're not teasers because he was doing like old songs.
Yeah, yeah, like amazing. But dude,
that stuff sounded good.
I know. I really want him to drop.
I'm stoked for Yondi actually.
Yeah, remember when it was supposed to drop back in November?
Yeah, well.
What were you gonna say, Jordan? I
don't think anyone really cares.
I wasn't gonna say anything. I'm just not a big Kanye fan.
What were you gonna say, Jordan? You're not a big what?
Kanye fan.
All right, security. Get him out of here.
I mean, he has some good stuff. Don't get me wrong.
All right, boy. Get in the room.
I just think I'm not as into music as a lot of other people
are. You like country, Post Malone.
Yeah, but like I don't listen to music that often.
What is country, Post Malone?
I'm saying like he likes country, Post Malone.
Oh, and Post. Oh.
And Rex Orange County. And Rex Orange County. That's basically
maybe I'm a rock star.
All right, we're gonna restart this episode from the beginning. No accents.
All right, welcome to the official tea.
Welcome this back to the official host, podcast.
Country Post Malone. Official
podcast.
Can't believe I had that mistaken. I've been listening to too many of their episodes.
We should include it at the very end as a blooper.
The official podcast.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think that's like copyright.
No, we can shout them out.
Unless,
can you imagine all four of us being on another four-person podcast? That's eight fucking people just blurting shit out. I would not. Dude, that would be the hardest one-hour episode right there.
What if we made fun of them so much that like maybe it would get stirred up and they would actually hear it? Yeah, and then they would invite us over to their podcast.
To defend ourselves.
And then we get like heat from it and then we get viewership.
Yeah, you hear that? Charlie, Kaya, Jackson, and Andrew, fuck all of you. Also, fuck Australia.
Are they
not actually? Well, one of them is.
Yeah, and we got some Australian listeners, dude. What the fuck?
Well, no, the joke was because, oh, dude, if your Australian friend listens to us, I hope she knows about the Great Emu War.
Can you please explain what that is?
The Great Emu War? Back, oh, it was in the 40s, I think. And basically, there was
so many.
How
is this new?
It's not new.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, when she was in school, she should have been taught about the great Ewok War.
Ewoks? No, Emu. Or Emu. Emu. Basically, what had happened was there was a segment in Australia where there wasn't.
What is that noise? Stop it. Give me that. Sounds like a fucking cat or something.
Oh, yeah. It was in the 40s, it was the 30s. Basically, there was an enormous amount of emus.
What is an emu?
These little
things. It's an animal.
These little things.
They're like ostriches. Yeah, they kind of look like ostriches. Australia.
Looks like a fucking turkey.
And basically what had happened, they got overrun and Australian soldiers lost to them.
What?
Yeah, they lost. They expended so much artillery into this fight that they
fucking gunned down birds.
Yes.
Wait, that's how many they were. Because emus learn how to pick up guns and fire back.
They just took too many bullets.
I'm confused. Were they killing people?
No, they were just trying to, you know, like subsidize the numbers.
But how'd they win?
just they were not dying.
So like what? Australians bought land and they're like, oh, there's so much emu on here. We got to kill them. And then they just kept coming back.
What was that word again?
What?
How do you say their name?
Emus?
You said it weird.
Emus? Is that how I said it? Emus?
Yeah.
Emus.
I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, why would you name a bird an emu? The fuck?
Well, it's like a kangaroo, emu.
Kangaroo kind of like kangaroo.
There was two slides out the kangaroo.
But like an emu. That...
We'll try to say it in an Australian accent, mate. Emu.
Emu. Emu, mate. Got a gun down these emus. Yeah, is that even Australian?
It was like basically like farmers like getting trying to get like assistance and shit, and they just kept getting they got denied after the second time.
Oh, so it was just farmers versus these birds.
Yeah, but then also military got involved at one point
because of the artillery.
So they had tanks.
No, not like actual artillery, but like they were just using bullets upon bullets. But they were like expending so much that the emus were still.
Okay, you kind of actually made it sound like more hype than it actually was.
Yeah, no, but it's like
I thought they were killing people, and that's why they were trying to.
I thought take they them got there. Like a fucking line of gunmen. And like fire. Emus were like coming at them. It was like a standoff, and they were just like flying towards. Yeah, it was like Lord of the Rings shit. They're like launching fireballs.
They all just get trampled over all of them.
There's like an emu leader,
like the final battle he's of episode one, Star Wars.
They all have swords under their feathers.
Oh my god! They drop like fireballs from the sky. Oh my god! Shoot out fire. Headphones.
Did you want to get those Sennheisers, bro? I can hook it up, bro. Sennheisers.
How much?
About $60. They're normally $150.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're pretty
solid. Wait, why didn't you show me them at the store?
Because Best Buy doesn't have Sennheisers.
What about a Microsoft?
They weren't there either.
Oh my god.
Didn't we have something similar where we killed a bunch of buffalo?
I think so. Probably.
The Great Buffalo Hunt or something?
Some shit like that.
And then they became endangered.
And then they eventually got just hunted again and to extinction.
Yeah, and then Buffalo Wild Wings opened up.
Yeah, that's when the...
Dude, you go...
Dude, no.
Dude, fuck your headphones, fucking bro. Headphones, dude. They don't make it easy for me. Wait, there was a Buffalo War? There was the big Buffalo War of 1930?
Well, I think it's when we... 1930? No, I think it was before that. I think it's when we first came over. And we first, you know, took out the Indians, the great took their land. And then there's a lot of buffalo, and they're like, yeehaw, let's go get some buffalo.
Yeehaw, feller, let's go gun down these buffalo.
If I'm wrong, I could be wrong, but I believe that they were in trains, and they had guns out the window shooting at buffaloes. There were so many of them.
That's not lit.
And then they became endangered.
Yeah, that's...
But just the idea of people, like... I'm going on vacation. Oh, there's a buffalo.
It's actually kind
of
fucked up that like we have to fucking gun down these herds of animal to make room for more fucking humans.
Survival of the fittest, brother.
Well, that's why we have certain areas of land where, you know, we can't touch.
You know what I found out? It's actually good to like basically chop off. Better way to say it. I don't know.
Slaughter. Go ahead. Kind
of
say like it.
Limit the number of species.
Yeah,
but not let them like go extinct. Type situation.
Why is that good?
Because like Thanos,
it helps the ecosystem. Like it's a whole
fucking
thing.
How does
I
it can't help
think,
it?
Dude, I remember like watching this thing. It was like, fuck you, PETA. Hey, remember when PETA got ousted? I know we got some PETA lovers out here. You know, I don't want to.
PETA bread's great,
but I don't want to like. Say what I want to say and then have it be completely wrong. But it was on the cusp of like, if you limit numbers and not let those like species go extinct. Why are you looking at my phone, bro?
Because you're on the fucking apex thread of subreddit.
But like, it's along the cusp of like limiting the number that you kill off.
Okay.
And keep. It helps like the overall predator and bait like types ecosystem. Like let me pull it up.
I don't know. That sounds a lot like
Thanos.
A governmental like reassurance.
Well, it sounds like you just want to snap and kill half the animals on the universe.
That sounds like a Noah's Ark kind of too good to be fucking.
We need to keep two of every animal.
It's good to kill off all animals to a certain number. Okay, we're gonna build the wall. We're going to build the wall,
and we're going to
kill off half the animals in America.
Yeehaw, Feller. Let's make this country great. Let's make this world great again. Let's make this world.
You know what?
Really like this accent.
You know
really
what?
Like this
Let's
accent.
Make this world balanced.
You know what? I like what you're saying, Feller. You got my
Yeehaw,
vote.
Feller.
You
Let's,
got my vote.
Let's make this fucking shit happen, Feller.
You got my vote and my sister's
vote. I'm trying to think of like deep concentration.
I'm trying to think of like the article, what the title was.
Oh, okay, for sure. Let me pull up another article. Speaking of other sad news, damn, dude, that chick from Parkland.
Oh, dude, I found out about that. Yeah, like she ended up taking her life after surviving everything. And then people started like a GoFundMe for like just helping the funds for her funeral.
Really?
Yeah, and it had.
She was 19 years old.
Yeah, 19 years old, took her own life after surviving that like horrific fucking event.
Did you guys hear about the kid in Aliso? That at the middle school?
Yeah, that too. That was fucked. You heard about that, right, Nathan?
The kid that hanged himself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like apparently he was getting bullied by some of the.
Oh, yeah, it was bullying, huh?
No, not by kids, though. It was by like. Well, it was by kids, but also faculty.
What?
Yeah, supposedly faculty was bullying the kid. And then at some point, the kid
like
also...
the teachers or...
I think some teachers, like, I think some of the teachers are probably bullying him in the sense that, like, they're just probably doing, like, poke at fun jokes, but probably to the extreme.
Oh, man, that's
where the kid
fucked.
Took it and then wrapped it around the fact that, like, he's like, dude, like, they don't like me. Overall, like, the kid was fucking 13.
Oh, that's fucked.
It's so fucking shitty.
It's sad.
You can kind of see that when teachers have like a first impression of students,
and they don't like them.
Fucked, yeah.
Yeah, it's straight fucked, dude.
Oh man, dude.
Like when I heard about that shit, and there was a girl from our high school that apparently had spoken at the on the news thing about it. Like, oh, like we all just need to like learn to love each other, shit like that. But dude, it's just,
wait, do you know who it was?
I'd say her name, but I don't want to.
Oh, so you know who it is?
Like, I knew of her.
Oh, okay. You'll just tell me after.
Yeah, I'll tell you after, but, like, she said, like, oh, like, we just need to all learn how to love each other. That type of stuff. And I was like, dude, like, that's not going to be what works.
Oh, like, she was, like, full of it. Like, she was, yeah. like, this, I have the problem, guys. It's to not be mean to each other.
Yeah, it was, like, that type of shit. And I was like, dude, I was like, that's not what's going to solve it.
We need to just make sure that the kids know that they have options to talk to people.
Exactly. I mean, there's nothing really to solve it. I mean, it's actually true. Like, don't, like, just...
Well, everyone's... No matter how old you are, there's going to be people that are mean. It's a part of life. But you need to have, like, know that there's options, people to talk to,
people
that are willing
to
be there for
there's
you.
There's those that will always be, like, on your side with a bunch of things.
Yeah.
But, dude, like, hearing that the kid from Aliso that hanged himself, like, that was fucked.
Well, that was a middle school. That wasn't even a high school.
Yeah, that was a middle school.
That had me
That's
fucked
even
up.
Younger. I was like, damn.
Well, yeah, the kid was 13, dude. Like,
you must be feeling pretty shitty to do that, especially go to your school and then do it in, like, public. I was like, I feel bad for him. Not only for him, but his parents.
I know, dude.
Because it doesn't really solve... It solves maybe your issue, but it adds more issues because your family feels bad.
Yeah. No, the worst part is, like, the parents of that kid was probably friends with the other kids' families because, you know, like, when parents, like, in that same neighborhood would probably, like, talk to one another at PTA meetings, shit like that. They would, like, now they're probably thinking, like, dude, like, which one of these kids, like, or faculty members, like, bullied my son?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, especially because they have back-to-school nights. They knew who the teachers were.
Exactly.
So the parents probably thought.
And then on the Parkland girl, dude, I gotta look up her name. Like, dude, like, rest in peace for her. Like, the fact that she survived it, and then after all the cameras, like, she's still gonna suffer. Like, I guarantee you, like, it was just awful to have to go back to school after everything.
Weren't also people saying in the news that she was like a trauma actor or something like that?
That's what Alex Jones said.
No, well, no, there's a lot of people that believe that this
him
stuff
and
is
Steve
a lot of,
Steve Hoggs or something, not Steve Hoggs, something else.
That believe that the Parkland was fake.
Whenever a school shooting happens, a lot of them think that it's trauma actors.
Like, pretending. Yeah, there's like those assholes that solemnly believe that when shootings happen. those kids and the shooter are all actors. It's like that no one actually died.
So she probably had to deal with that afterwards, too.
Oh, I see what you're going. I was, like, confused on where you're going with this.
Well, no, because you have to deal with people saying that didn't happen. That, like, you're lying. You're upset. Yeah, exactly. And then it probably gets to your head,
too. I thought someone committed suicide before because of that sole reason.
I don't doubt it.
I mean, we've already had so many fucking shootings.
Yeah.
But, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It was...
Did you watch a video today where the guy literally walked into the school and passed a student with the AR-15?
Yeah, and then that was the Parkland shooting.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we were watching that.
Yeah, like we saw it.
And that kid didn't report anything or anything? Like,
guess not.
No, apparently not.
It's just scary that he was able to walk in with just an AR-15
the,
in his
the
hand.
Guy that kind of like started the whole movement thing to be like the gun law stuff. And like that's kind of like an overview of it, but... It was David Hogg, the guy that people were saying was a crisis actor.
Oh, the guy that, like, spoke on,
like,
CNN.
CNN and shit like that.
Yeah, I remember
that. And people were like, shut the fuck up, you crisis actor, and shit like that. I was like, dude, you gotta be fucked in the head to think that type of shit.
That's kind
of,
like, that's kind of stupid. Like, he's not even acting anymore. He's trying to, like, push legislation.
No, he's not even acting in the first place.
Well, yeah, but, like, it's like... He's not, like, in front of a camera. Like, he's on CNN talking with whoever. I forget what it was. I remember watching it, and he was, like, trying to push for gun laws.
Yeah.
Like, he was literally, like, trying to write up.
And then, obviously, every fucking higher-end politician's like, oh, dude, you're just a kid. You don't know jack shit. Well, it's like, dude, Jordan, can you stop playing with that fucking thing?
Yeah, Jordan, what the fuck?
Is that you?
No, it's not me.
It's not fucking me. I got nothing in my hands.
I think we're haunted, guys.
I think we're fucking haunted, dude. I think there's a fucking...
I thought it was a fucking cat, and then I realized they don't have a fucking cat.
I think Karishma's haunting us right now.
No, but, dude, like... Just see, when I heard about that girl, it had me fucked up.
Well, all that stuff kind of hits home, too.
It does.
Does it?
Well, it kind of. Like, no one's done it in my life, but, like, I've definitely been there.
I mean, for us,
like in a school shooting?
No, I'm just saying, like, mentally.
You've been mentally in a school shooting?
No, I'm saying mentally wanted to, like, I've thought about suicide.
Like, take your life.
I'm not saying I can relate to a school shooting.
No, yeah.
But I can kind of understand, like, the thought process that comes to doing that.
I would never
want to,
I don't wish that upon my enemy whatsoever.
Like, your enemy of what?
Like...
To be a part of a school shooting?
Yeah. Like any trauma of that level, like, as much as I would not like another person, like...
I feel like, if anything, not even just school shootings, like, just being a part of, like...
Anything that dramatic?
Yeah.
Traumatizing?
Like people suffer from being, like, in, like, a part of a bank robbery or something.
Like a car accident. I was, like, never,
My grandma kind of dealt with that.
Yeah, and people, in car accidents, they can't even drive anymore. Because, like, they're so PTSD of...
Well, my grandma got, she used to work for a bank and got robbed at gunpoint. And now
I
she
heard
hates
it's like
guns.
A regular thing.
She hates guns. She's like, grandpa, like my grandpa shoots. So she's like, you go do it, but I'm never going with you.
My God.
She didn't shoot a gun for like 20 years because of it. So people get really like traumatized and effed up after these things.
Yeah, apparently people rob banks on the daily.
Well, yeah, because they think, oh, I see it in the movies. It's easy. I can replicate it.
Oh, wait, but they end up, banks end up not even having that much money. In most cases.
Yeah, well, they have to end up giving money to them anyways. Yeah. But, like, it's crazy. Did you ever listen to the podcast with TMG and then Noah Miller was telling his story about when he used to work at a bank? I don't think he was there. But he was saying, like, one of his coworkers, she, like, got robbed at gunpoint or whatever at the bank.
Yeah.
And he was, like, demanding money, obviously, and she was like, no. Like she was trying to be a hero, and the manager was literally like, give him the money, and she's like, no, and she's like, we have insurance for this, just give him money.
Oh, like, I remember that.
Like, what? Like,
well, also that, like, the money is traceable, like there's numbers that they can trace back.
Yeah, it's like I'm not that stupid, like, to be a hero. Like,
well, I mean, like, you know, I want to do it if I don't have an option. Like if there's no chance of it, it'd be harder.
Well, if somebody came up to me and was like, give me the money, I'd be like, sure, fucking take the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
I wouldn't put my own life at risk because of this idiot that wants to just get free money?
The only time I'd ever, like, in that situation, I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't want to do it. But if I'm, like, outside of it, like, not behind the, being the teller in this case, I don't see why not. I'd do it.
Do what? Tell him no?
No. Like, if I wasn't the teller, like, if, like, I was, like, one of the people, like, on the customer side of things, probably, you know, try to stop the dude.
Really? You'd try and be the hero?
Dude, I mean, somebody has to do it.
I don't know, though. Your fight or flight instinct would pop, but it's something you want somebody else.
Like,
I've never been in that situation.
Like, it's so the same situation where people are like, "Oh, dude," when it's like a homeless person, right? Like, it's like, "Oh, somebody else will donate," shit like that. Like, you wouldn't, because everybody thinks that somebody will do it, but nobody ever acts on it. Or when somebody gets hurt and somebody needs to call 911, nobody ever does it because they expect somebody else to do it.
Well, you that's take a different initiative. Scenario. Like, these people get caught.
Well, yeah, they like still get caught.
They get caught.
So like, you're
still, there's is oh, no like the guy, need to be a hero. Like
the guy at the car chase who ended up just breakdancing after everything.
Oh, I saw that. That was funny. That was recent. There was a meme. It got turned into a meme.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked.
A little bit.
Well, I mean, because he started running and then he's like, whatever. And but he used to put his hands up and start dancing.
Do you remember when the people robbed the Mission Viejo Mall, the jewelry store?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got caught.
Yeah, because they kept doing it.
Well, plus the jewelry was trackable.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, they fucking sold it to, like, they didn't even sell it, like, on the black market like you're supposed to do.
No, they dropped half of it on the freeway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they lost half of their whatever they stole. Yeah. But they kept, they robbed two or three other jewelry stores. Like, that's how...
Eventually, you're going to get caught.
That's how stupid people are. Like, they're going to... Like, if you're stupid enough to rob a fucking Bank of America, like, you're going to get caught. So, like, there's no need to be a hero, D-Bears.
Like, Chase, all right.
No, go to, like, a local bank. Go to, like, a mom-and-pop bank.
Jesus.
Well, I know this guy that he studied the armored trucks, like, routes.
Oh, I saw. There was, like, a fucking TV show on that. And, like, he spray-painted. He, like, got a decal, and he replicated.
Oh, no, this is different. He studied their patterns, and he literally robbed them at gunpoint. And then he...
Well, that's straight out of the movie.
No, and then he floated down a river. And the only reason he got caught was because a homeless man saw him the day before practicing his route.
Oh, man.
So they knew what he looked like.
Damn.
No, but I saw a TV show. I don't know if this is real. I mean, it's kind of interesting if it was real, but it was like a documentary kind of style. And, like, you know Garda, the people who pick up money from...
Gingerbread Man, yeah.
They, like, sure. They like pick up money from all the businesses.
Yeah.
And the guy, like, had a replica truck that looked like a Garda truck.
Okay, hold on, we're back.
Somehow.
Well, you just need an armored truck and then put decals on it.
I mean, is that easy to find an armored truck?
Well, I mean, you can probably find one at, like, car auctions, stuff like that.
Oh, I guess so. But, like, anyways, he's fucking made a Garda truck and he, like, he actually went through and, like, went to grocery stores and like, pretended to be Garda. And
it worked.
It worked. For, like, his first five grocery stores.
Well, yeah, because then the actual people come, and the business is like, wait, you were just here.
Yeah, no, I think the show, like, that episode ended, he got confronted with, like, actual Garda. Like, they pulled up at the same one. It's like fucking,
they probably caught on because they were behind him in the route. They were like, wait, and they went to the next one.
That's so funny.
That's crazy, though. People are dumb, though.
Yeah.
They think it's a good idea. They're like, I can do it. I'm the one in a million that get away with it.
It's like a funny concept, and it's like an interesting concept to do, but it's like fucking illegal, and you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
And it's stupid. Like,
just earn your money the right way. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, get a fucking job.
Bro, that is my job.
Oh, my God. But speaking of, like, fucking fraudulent and money shit, fucking fire. I just watched that Fire Festival documentary.
Dude, that's insane.
Oh my God, dude.
The thing is, they didn't even mean to do it, though. They actually wanted to do, like, a dope idea. They just ran out of time and they didn't want to postpone it.
Well, yeah, but, like,
false advertising
fucked
too,
up in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, no, fucking Billy McFarlane. He's related to Seth MacFarlane, right?
I don't know.
They
about
look
that.
Exactly alike.
They look similar, but I did not hear that in the documentary.
Yeah, they
at
did
all.
Not reference it, but I was like, this is literally Seth MacFarlane. Like, I'm looking at, like, this must be, like, one of his relatives. But anyways, like, you heard about his credit card company. He was fucking fraud. Yeah. He was, like, ripping them off. So, like, he was doing this before fire.
But yeah, they never got caught, though, for that, because...
yeah, but, like, they ended up...
No, and then after he went to jail for the fire festival... when he got on bail, he was in a hotel.
Yeah, that was
starting
funny
another
that
scam.
That was fucking hilarious.
Just letting you know, Billy and Seth, not related.
Really?
Completely different.
Doesn't
last
he look
names.
Like Seth MacFarlane, though?
He does.
Yeah,
kind
so
of, I can see
Billy's
it.
Last name is MacFarland. You're thinking Seth is
MacFarlane.
MacFarlane.
Yeah.
But
they look
so they look
alike. Similar.
One just definitely looks like a douchebag fraudster, which is Billy.
That was crazy.
And the sellout would be Seth, but, you know, I digress.
Sorry, Seth MacFarlane. I don't mean to diss him or... But dude, fucking... Oh my god.
He's just a fucked up person. Because even when he's like, okay, he got on bail for good behavior. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to scam some more people. I don't fucking care.
Oh god, can you imagine if Coachella was just like that?
Ha. I mean, you're going to find out, aren't you?
I'm so excited. I can't say that enough. Got two of my shirts planned. Had a Hawaiian shirt and I got a tank top. It's gonna be hype.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's gonna change
D
Bears.
Can't wait to see Sheck West.
I'm surprised D Bears didn't like
try to go to Fire Festival.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that shit was gonna be fake.
No, you did not.
Dude, Ja Rule?
No, you did
ja
not.
Ja Rule heading a concert. No.
You were younger at the time, too.
Yeah.
I feel like you would have wanted to go.
No, I knew about it, and I was watching Philip DeFranco, and he was literally like, yeah, like, this is bullshit, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, so you took Philip DeFranco's advice.
Philip DeFranco literally said this is going to be bullshit.
Yeah, like, he was literally covering this.
No way.
He literally was.
I could see it. I could see him saying that.
It had a lot of hype behind it.
Well,
I would think it's real. I thought it was real.
But I feel like Philip DeFranco was like, don't get your hopes up.
Really?
Like, I could see it. He's pretty optimistic about stuff. So I could see him.
I think it's funny how like the actual artist came the first day. Fuck.
Yeah, they came and they're like, not gonna do this.
Imagine that, dude.
Blink 182 canceled last minute too.
But they didn't.
A
even...
lot of artists did.
No, only Blink 182.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking about when FouseyTube started doing something, and he's like, Drake's gonna be here.
Oh no! Well, he never said he was gonna be there.
Yeah. Billy McFarlane said Drake was gonna be at his festival. That's how he got money from his investors. When he was frauding his investors, he was like, yo, Drake's going to be here, fucking Kanye West.
Have you guys heard of Defied Media?
Uh-oh,
it was a big YouTube. So it's a big company. Basically, you go through them, and they help with all your copyright issues and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Smosh is a part of it. But what they were doing for investors was they took, because first YouTube pays them, and they take their cut and send it to the creator. So what DeFi was doing was just having one bank account and all the money the creators were making was going into that. So investors thought the company was doing really well, but half that money was the creators' money.
Oh my.
So that's why they're bankrupt right now.
Oh, damn.
But that's what I'm saying. Like shareholders, like they don't know what they're investing in half the time because there's loopholes, I guess.
That's true. I mean,
I thought that was so shitty, though, to like use other people's money to think that they have money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, look at all this money we're making. It's not even yours.
Well, I mean, that's how you fraud investors in the first place. Like,
yeah,
this is going to make you so much money.
But why? But why?
What do you mean, why?
Just be honest.
Fucking tell Billy and Ja Rule that. But we're up at an hour right now. If you guys want to close it out or go a little bit longer. What are you feeling, D-Bears? You're in
Dude.
Thought right now. What are you looking up?
Deep fake porn.
how do you guys feel about that? I feel like it's wrong because the person that they're putting their face on is not giving them consent.
I fucking hate you.
It's wrong, but like
it's so good. I've never actually watched it because I thought it was weird. Just the idea of like
I'm not gonna say if I have or I haven't, but just saying like. Who doesn't want to see Ariana Grande
but just the idea,
or Selena Gomez?
But, like, you know it's not them. Just the idea of, like, Miley Cyrus's face CGI'd onto someone else's face.
Yeah, but that's what porn is. It's just like
a fantasy, I guess.
Yeah, it's you like can a see it as fantasy. Yeah.
But the thought of them just
it's like fantasizing in the first place. You're not fucking this girl on your fucking iPhone screen. You're just fantasizing it.
True.
Unless you're wearing a VR headset and you're like Jordan.
Bro, I don't have a VR headset.
Watch VR porn.
I was
porn.
Saying a category is VR.
You said you watched it.
Yeah, I've watched the category. The person's wearing a VR headset and he's getting blown.
Oh, like it's an act.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you
it's
were...
not just like a POV shot. Oh. Oh, my.
Oh, so he can't talk. He can't speak to it.
Yeah. But did you want to wrap it up, D-Bears?
I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys don't want to talk about anything else?
I don't know.
What's on your mind, D-Bears?
Dude, I don't know.
I mean, you're not even into it. You're on your fucking laptop.
Oh,
right
on
now.
The deepfake stuff? Dude, I never got into it. I heard about it when it was like populating.
I never heard about it until like last week.
Like people were doing it with like Emma Watson.
But what's also scary about that is they can
just fuck me.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was saying outside of porn, like the ability to put someone's face on someone else. They also have the technology to replicate someone's voice. Like Jordan Peele, I believe. He did the voice of Obama.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
He did the voice of Obama with a deepfake, and it sounded just like him, and it was very convincing.
Well, Jordan Peele already imitates Obama.
No, I know, but he did the voice, and then they just deepfaked Obama saying everything he was saying.
But I feel like if you're already... God. We're not even going to comment on that. But I feel like if you're already good at imitating someone and then you already process it through like a deep fake interface.
But that's scary though, because like someone could, if they can do Trump's voice like really well, they can.
And then
they can scare. They can scare other countries, saying they're going to launch nuclear missiles as Donald Trump.
That's an extreme. Yeah, but I feel like we're in like a...
I know it's an extreme, but I'm just saying
well,
it's
like,
a scary
we're in
thought.
A point where like there has to be confirmation. You can't just send a voice.
I'm just saying like if you do...
Unless you're going to CGI
just saying if you do
something
a
else
deep
too.
Fake. That's what I'm saying. A deep fake along with the voices that people can do.
Yeah, but then what are you... Like there's a lot of like... There's a lot of like what are you going to send Korea? Like is it going to... You're going to send
you
an
don't
email?
Send it exactly. You just make it... Like, pretend it's a, what's it called? A press conference.
Like a video. Like
there's
a tweet,
things, yeah.
Like a video tweet. No, I don't think it would work out.
I don't want to know if it would work out. I'm just saying it's a scary thought.
Yeah. Anyways.
Sounds like this shit should be on Black Mirror.
On a lighter note. AirPods too.
No.
All right, that's the end of the podcast here.
Is there anything different about them? Or
wireless charging case, that's about it. Oh, and better sound quality than... I don't know if they're going to be any better than anything else that's out.
I heard it's already good sound quality, though.
It gets the job done, but...
I don't know. For earphones.
I don't know. I like my, like, the Bose that I have, the sound sports. Those are solid. But, no, you know, not everybody likes the hook in your ear type feel. And at the end of the day, it's like, that's cool. I'm not going to get it, though. It's $200.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think they look weird.
I mean, yeah, they don't change the design.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, just having something in your ear, I don't know. Like, earpods, like, not earpods. I mean, like, earbuds. Like, mm-hmm. You know where they're going. Like, I like having the cord. Just having something in your ear just mentally does not look pleasing.
I guess so.
I mean, that's you. If I don't have to worry about a wire when
I
listen
to
music.
I mean, if I had AirPods, I'd fucking use them.
Oh, I'm not saying I wouldn't use them.
I use my Bose.
I just I don't think they're aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, but you don't go for aesthetic for functionality. It's always functionality before aesthetic.
You said the quality's not even that good.
Yeah. They're not good compared to what I have. Like, my Bose, they're probably not aesthetically pleasing, but their functionality-wise, they sound a lot better.
But I still think the Bose look better than AirPods in the long term.
I guess, but I mean, for me, it's like I don't like the AirPods because they don't fit in my ear. Like if I had to wear them for a long time.
Are they too
time,
big or too small?
Too big. My ears get strained, so it hurts.
I think I just like the old classic way of going down to the saloon, listen to the live music, and riding on my yeehaw.
You yeed your last haw, because that's the end of the podcast, folks.
We'll see you later, teabags.
But yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.
I got my dip in my mouth.
God damn it, Nathan. I'm going to fucking kill you after this podcast. But it's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening, guys.
We'll see you on the next one.
It's been a long day.
Yeehaw, failures.
We've all yeed our last hauls.
Oh, my God. Shut up. All right. See you later, guys.
Peace.